Councillor Ritson.
Thank you, Chairman. I think it's very helpful to have a Regulation 18 consultation and not, as we did before, go straight to Regulation 19. This does give councillors and residents an opportunity to make meaningful comments and raise issues or bring forward further evidence. I also appreciate that there's a need for housing across our district, not least as Member for Housing here at Uttlesford. There is a clear need for genuine affordable housing, and in my opinion, some form of social rented homes should be part of our local plan. But as a member of Uttlesford District Council, living and representing Great Chesterford, I have to raise my concerns over the inclusion of Great Chesterford Parish for the site of a new settlement. I do not come from a village of NIMBYs. We have already worked with UGC and developers to bring forward additional housing during this plan period. In fact, we have built or have permission for new homes that give an increase of 27% to the existing village. To me, this proposal in the paper appears incomplete. I have seen no sustainability report, nothing to give me confidence that the roads around the village would be improved other than Junction 10 of the M11 and 505 Sawston roundabout. What about Great Chesterford, Ickleton, Hinkston, as we become rat runs to the motorway and stations? Where is the mitigation for Saffron Walden as the new residents file down Bridge Street? I have also heard the leader of South Cambs District Council on the radio today saying that it's critical that the proposed mass development in this area should be properly thought out. In this, he was not just talking about a new settlement here, but two new research institutes at Hinkston, Pampersford Business Park, and a new service station at Duxford. He said that the transport infrastructure was not keeping up. This gives me great concern over our duty to cooperate. Why is he not confident? The idea of being completely urban from Great Chesterford to Cambridge fills me with horror. Our own reports show that the landscape and historic environment is highly sensitive. How will this be dealt with? I would suggest at the very least a much greater green buffer should be included between the existing village and the proposed new settlement site than the tiny 500 metres that Biswells have suggested. We should also have a protected green space between the village and Stumps Cross. As this land is in the same ownership, it's within their gift to do this. At the moment, I see nothing from Bidwells on how these problems can be overcome. Just another, that's something we need to mitigate. I still need to see and understand how or even if this can be done. I'm sure we will be told that this can be dealt with later, but that seems a real gamble to me at this point. And my final point, it has been covered in this presentation, but I would like assurances that all the potential new sites, that they will be built on full garden principles and not a diluted development and that the land value capture is secure so that the genuine community benefits, wherever these new villages are built, that's what residents of Uttlesford should expect and the council should deliver.
Dead on time, thank you very much.
Dead on time, thank you very much indeed.